the meeting in order, please. Would you stand up and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Carol, can you call the roll, please?
President Simon.
Here.
Vice President Steele.
Here.
Director Graves, not here. Director Pease.
Here.
Director Wiesen.
Here.
Thank you. This takes us to public comment. During this time, the public may address the board on any issue within the jurisdiction of the board that is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda at the time that item is called for discussion. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. Any clarifying questions from the board will go to the chair. There will be no comment from the board. Any public comment? Thank you. No presentations? No president's report. Director's comments. Anything, Marianne?
No.
Bill?
Not at this time.
Chris?
Not at this time.
Thank you. Consent calendar. Can I get a motion unless somebody wants something pulled?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Compliance right here. Business and action items. F1, consideration of annual fiscal year 2014-15, fiscal year 15-16 operating capital revenue budgets and adoption of resolution 2014-13.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I'm very pleased tonight to present to the board and those present preliminary budget that hopefully tonight will become an adopted budget, where revenues and expenditures meet. We did have a presentation on the budget 2 weeks ago tonight. We conducted a budget workshop last Wednesday evening, and at that workshop a number of changes to the budget were made and recommended by the board as well as by staff. All of those changes have been made to the document that is in front of you on the table tonight. The document that is in the packet was not changed from last week. We just didn't have time to make the changes and get it out by Friday. So if you want to go through the document, it's the document that is before you this evening on your table in front of you.
I'm sorry, was anything changed other than what we called for?
There was one change that was made, and it was something that went to that we discussed at the subcommittee level with Director Pease and President Simon, and that was we had had a conversation previously about the replacement of a vehicle, a Ford F-250 four-wheel drive vehicle. We don't have one on, we no longer have one in our fleet. We do, but it's no longer operable. And if we ever have a situation where we need to pull another vehicle because it gets stuck, we do need to have a four-wheel drive, and a heavy-duty one would do that, so everything else is half-ton. And the vehicle that we replaced is a three-quarter-ton four-wheel drive vehicle. It's a 1998 Chevrolet with over 100,000 miles on it, with no brakes and no transmission at this point. It's been red flagged, and it's been out of service for about the last 6 months. For some reason, that vehicle did not make it onto the budget document last week. It had inadvertently been left off. I did convey that to President Simon when I spoke with him last week on Friday morning, and so I'm bringing that change to you, and it is referenced in the agenda report this evening. Other than that, and the changes that were made by the board last week, there have been no other changes to the budget document.
How much did you plug in for the truck?
We plugged in $40,000. Yeah, it'll be a Lariat Super Crew, XLT, Texas Crew Package, top of the line, platinum.
I think they have the scary model now, we should order.
Yeah, it'll be an XL type vehicle. It'll be a basic work truck.
It's a contender truck.
Yeah.
Good trucks.
And any vehicle, any item like that, we'll absolutely be coming back to the board. Anything over $10,000 will be coming back to the board for final approvals. We will be going to bid for it. More than likely, we will piggyback on another bid, on a state bid or some other public agency bid. We are at the end of the model year, so we might get lucky and actually get better than some of the state bids are. So we'll wait and see, but it will definitely be coming back to the board for final approval once we go through that process. The only other thing that the board asked for at the last meeting has to do in the Parks and Landscape Zone number 8. We had an extensive and lengthy discussion on the constraints in that budget. And Farron did present the side-by-side comparison that was requested by the board, and we have that to provide and present to you this evening. I don't know how much detail you want to get into it at this point in time. Needless to say, the bottom dollar, the proposed recommended action would save approximately $53,000 a year. And we're asking for the board's support on this recommended change. We know it's not something we've been doing in the past, but we feel that due to the revenue constraints with Zone 8 and the community center, the programming that we have going on there, that we can't support everything that we're trying to do in that zone. So that was a recommended action. If you have any questions about this, Farron is here. She can address any of your questions. And it looks like
Are you guys tooled up, and is the team ready to launch on this? I mean, are they?
Yeah,
our projects are kind of wrapped up, so we can start focusing on this piece.
By the time that this would take over,
okay.
No, as of today.
Yeah.
But we'd be looking for an August 1st
transition. August 1st. Oh, okay.
That's a good point, and Farron, thank you for bringing that up. The contract does have a 30-day termination clause in it. For no reason whatsoever, we can exit the contract by executing that clause in the contract. And I did discuss with Ron this afternoon. The board did take action on that, and if the board does move forward with this action tonight, just let you know we will be executing that termination clause. If you want that to come back to the board, we can certainly do so. It's more at this point an administrative function based upon the adoption of the budget. But if you would like to have one last peek at it, we can do that on July the 2nd, which 30 days out would be a essentially an August 2nd termination date. So it wouldn't really push it back too far, but it is a 30-day termination.
It should come back.
And then Odyssey's still working in the other zones, right?
Until the end of the year.
Are we going to do anything differently to manage to maintain those zones with those guys? Is the relationship going to change on those zones because of this? Or
well,
do you hope they're going to push a little harder and get a better job?
The other zones are still looking really good.
Okay.
It was really a fall down on this zone, on this contract. But definitely, again, I had mentioned before that we were going to up our landscape and parks meetings with our subcommittee. So as we meet monthly over the next several months, we can identify those issues and plan action for that.
Best of luck on that.
Question, why would you feel it needs to come back? What wouldn't you know tonight? I'm just looking to make it happen.
No, I would definitely do this. He's talking about when they do the termination. Do we want the termination of the contract to come back before the vote before it's terminated?
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking. Why do we need it?
We really don't have anything.
I would think we agree.
Yeah.
Let staff handle it.
The question I have, the only way that this works if we support it is if you absolutely do not have to hire another employee.
Yes, that's correct.
Are you 100% positive?
Yes.
Because if we get 90 days down the road and you guys come back to us and say, we need to hire one more, then
it's not going
to
happen.
No, I hate these kinds of conversations for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation in depth at the staff level, and we are very confident that we can do that. We are hoping that this will become a test for future and that we can then expand this to other parts of town. And if we do that, and if we're successful, as we believe we will be, at that point in time, we will be coming back and more than likely seeking to add staff. But the trade-off would be the elimination of another contract.
But it's going to get greener and stuff because
in order for that to proceed, we would want to see an improvement in the maintenance as well as a savings.
But you realize at this point forward, when we approve it, when we come screaming at you because we don't like something, there's no more saying it.
Right. On my shoulders, they're heavy.
Yep.
Strong, heavy.
Like I mentioned to both you and Director Wiesen, when we met at the community center, I do not want to hear those four words.
Yeah.
I told you so. And
you
we will do everything we can to prevent that from happening.
And you know why,
Mr. President.
Just keeps in the loop how it's going. I think
we will.
Yeah, good. It'll do great.
Okay.
I wanted to make just one comment.
you know, part of this is the retention of our own employees versus, I mean, it's because the reason you're wanting to do this is because there is not sufficient money for both.
Yes.
And personally, my own personal opinion is retention of our own employees is important. So for that reason, I think you should give it a shot.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Thanks, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Any public comment?
I do have one last item relative to this that may or may not be good news. We do not know what it's going to be until we close out the year. But we are going to go back and revisit because right now we're showing a surplus of about $80,000 on a $6 million or some odd dollar budget moving into next year. We don't know what our carryovers are going to be once we close out the books this year. But there is a possibility that we may be able to reduce our rate increase as a result of it. No promises, no guarantees, but I'm hoping in conversations I had with you this morning that that might be possible. As it is right now, it's a 4% increase.
That would
be very nice.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice.
Good. Any other questions for the budget? Make a motion?
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion?
I do. Sorry. Are we discussing the building and improvements now also? Is that something for later?
Yep, everything is on.
Okay. My question is in regard to the monies listed for the architect and the designs. When we previously went through a good portion of that when we were doing the community center, we had presentations all the way through, including the building of the new offices. So I'm kind of questioning why we're putting almost $400,000 or $500,000 into that.
Everything that's on there, most of those are placeholders. Doesn't mean that there'll be an action on them. They cannot be an action unless it comes back before the board.
Okay.
So like the famous carport is in there. If it gets to that point before anything can happen from staff, it has to come to us.
Yeah. What I would expect to see is some sort of a board study session discussing the ideas prior to even going out and talking to.
Absolutely.
The monies are allocated, but we're not going anywhere with it.
Okay.
The board is satisfied.
It's placeholder, right? Yeah.
Placeholder. Okay.
Rick will not be hitting the Home Depot when he reaches out. Any other discussion?
Before you take a vote, I would just want to thank the board for supporting us in this effort. We know that it is a big step for you. It's a big step for us in the Zone 8 challenge, especially. That I think that we're headed in the right direction. I want to thank both President Simon and Director Pease for spending, you know, probably 6, 8, 9 hours in this conference room on Tuesday or Wednesday afternoons, going through the budget, getting into the weeds. We thank you very much for that. I want to thank Dean and her staff, as well as Baron and her staff, Virgil and Carol and Sue for all the work. It's not an easy process. And in fact, ask Dean if she starts seeing different numbers, you know, like you can see the cartoon characters, all these things going. That was her this morning. So I just want to thank you very much for all that. And it is a long process, and we will endeavor to get it to you a little bit sooner next year.
I think I speak for the board. We appreciate the effort you put in and all of your staff.
Yeah. And I would like to comment also, I think that we're elevating our budget documents for the community in a very professional manner. We've taken them up to a level that meets and exceeds, in some cases, the special district's average, if you will, budget document. And I'm very appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got a motion. I've got a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Item 2, approved contract with Sierra Nevada Construction, Inc. for slurry seal of various recreational area facilities.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This item was before you in a budgetary sense a year ago right now, actually. And Farron was in the process of putting together bid packages and specs for getting the Cornell Park parking lot, the Ravenswood Park parking lot, the Zone 35 pedestrian trail from Newport over to the shopping center. The Regatta Park parking lot and those parking lot areas over there, as well as the park and ride lot, getting those crack sealed, slurried, and restriped. As you can see in the agenda report, the cost is included in there in the bottom in the first page of that. We are piggybacking on to a bid that the county had gone competitively to bid on, and we are using their bid package and their bid specs and their subcontractor, if you will. And they are maintaining their bid pricing that they gave to the county on that, and it's a substantial savings for us. And so we are recommending that the board adopt this and approve this contract this evening with Sierra Nevada. Timing is really critical on this. They're out in town right now. In fact, Darren's been struggling, I think, to keep them located in the area so that they can get this, so you could visit this agenda item this evening and get them working hopefully on it tomorrow. So with that, we're looking for adoption. If you have any questions, Farron can address any of those questions as well.
What's it to?
Go ahead. Go to 138. Yeah, I do have a question, and I think you answered it. I heard the answer, I believe, inside there, but without hearing what you just presented, my question was why were our bids off so much? In other words, I'm pleased that the actual pricing that we received is much lower, but our proposed budgets seem to be pretty high and weren't.
Yeah. Okay, well, so as far as the easy answer is that because it's a bulk deal, they're out here, they're not charging us a remobilization charge to bring out their equipment. That's significant. It could be $8,000 to $9,000 just to get equipment and loads out here that would be absorbed into those costs. The budgets that you're seeing on the pedestrian trail and the 57 and Park and Ride, the county doesn't separate those projects. They lump their capital improvements and capital reserves separately, so their budget looks different. So the money's identified there, but it's not project specific within their budget like ours. It's so that's why you see so much money in the county budgets.
So that way,
oh, that budget is county budget.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh.
So some of these parks are county owned and some of them are town owned, which is why they didn't want to just issue a change order. We were in contact with them looking for them to do a change order, but because of the difference in ownership and because we're also maintaining, we have that maintenance agreement with them or management agreement, that they were just like, we'd like to see you guys issue it for all of them.
Yeah, that's my error. I thought that was budgeting that staff had put together.
The ones for 8 and 9 are project specific, so the budgets
right.
You see there.
Yeah, I was looking at 57 where we had $106,000 that came in at 10.
Yeah, going, there was a note in there about
how
that.
How could we be
right
off
below.
That far? Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
There
you go. I have no questions.
Chris, something? Public comment? Thank you.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, informational items, we have none. Deal, Bernie. Welcome back.
Hi, hey. Happy summer. Before I get started, I wanted to introduce our new maintenance supervisor that we brought on staff back in the middle of April. Ulrich Mayo, he comes from the city of Stockton. He was the maintenance lead over there for many years. He
glad
was,
to have you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
He was also in the military, Navy for 10 years, a helicopter mechanic, so he brings a lot of skills to us here. He's
glad to have you.
6-8 weeks he's been here, he's jumped right in, brought some huge resources with him, so he's a great addition to our team. So I just wanted everybody to meet him and let you know who our member of our team is.
He's going to be your right hand man?
Well, one of them.
One, okay.
How many right hands do you have?
Three.
Three.
And so I present the May, I'm sorry, this is April, but it should say May. My mistake.
Do you want May?
No, I didn't change. That's my fault.
No, I got May also.
Oh, you got both of them up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
I want May. Okay. Well, we continue with our safety practices, and as we continue to move on that way, and
big thing here is that with Mayo coming on board, we brought out one of our corporate people and did some Job Plus training, which is our maintenance software where we track all our maintenance. Mayo spent a couple of days and then with Dan and went through the maintenance system, trying to learn the system, became more familiar than he was, and now he's got a task of going through it and trying to update it from originally when DLA came in to where we're at now. We've had a lot of new stuff come on board, and so he's kind of playing a little catch up, but we did some significant training on that. Monthly reports were sent out on time. The key here on the water services, I'm getting used to this, I apologize, I don't know if you can see that, is that on the top there, our water production for the month of May was up to 128 million gallons. The previous month was 98, so we are in the summer months, so we got high demand of water, and you'll continue to see that over the next several months of more water being produced for the community. Here on our on the lab results, there's April and May. Blow those up a little bit, I apologize, but we're still in compliance of all our regulatory compliance issues. You can see there that we're well below our limits. No environmental issues in the month of April or May, and things continue to go very well at the plants. We had no excursions. On the collection system, we finished the collection in TV as of the end of April. The new contract year starts over May. Now we're getting together. As I stated here, we'll be coming up with a schedule. We're trying to do a better schedule this coming year, but we want to try to hit half of it in the fall and the other half in the spring, so we're not trying to catch up at the end of the year. So, but we will try to have a better schedule of our TV and flushing system of our sewer lines in this coming fiscal year. On the wastewater maintenance side, we had a RAS pump, the lobster bearing that we're working on. One of the big things we did when Dan was out with Mayo was they did vibration analysis on all of our aerators. As you recall, several months ago, there was an aerator that went down. You had to buy a brand new one. The shaft was broken. So now we've got Veolia bought some equipment to do vibration testing on that. And we'll be doing that on a quarterly basis to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And Mayo has been trained on that equipment, so all we do is request it. They send it out to us. We do a vibration test to make sure that the bearings and everything is still level, so we don't have that same incident happen again. On the water side, we had some. The biggest issue we had was some programming issues with our water systems. The pressure was up and down a little bit. We found some. We had a bad modular in one of the systems. Got it replaced. One of our projects had a part on shelf, was able to send it to us overnight, was able to get that in and get the pressure back regulated. It took a couple days, but was able to get it back regulated due to that issue. I apologize, I'm not used to this monitor stuff. But you can see here, we continue to do the work orders, tracking those. Big key here is that our 8 to 30 day month is dropping tremendously. I said Mayo has been working hard to get a lot of that backlog stuff that was building up as the project didn't have that maintenance supervisor, so he's been working pretty hard to get those caught up, but we're making progress. So that's about it. Any questions?
No. Any questions? Marianne? Bill?
No.
No. Chris?
No, looks good.
Thank you so much for having me back.
I just want to note that we received, as did Veolia, a number of complaints relative to the water pressure. And I know that I've had conversations with many of you about that as well. And we were pleased that it took us a little bit of time to hunt it down, but once we finally did, it took about 48 hours for the pressure to rebuild back up and get up. And I don't think you've had any calls.
No, it's fine.
Because we don't have any more calls. So.
No, I was getting calls. Fast second, hang up the phone. Was there any public comment? I didn't ask either. Nope. Okay. Thank you, Brent. Hey, welcome back. Gentleman, manager's report. Dog park.
Thank you. Farron is going to give the board a handout. You know,
search for compensation.
The board had requested about, I believe, a month ago, I think a month ago tonight, the last meeting in, it wasn't the second meeting in May, it must have been the first meeting in May, to come back with, to the board with some options and some discussion and some considerations relative to an off-leash park here in Discovery Bay. As you know, as you recall, I know Mary Ann was on the board. I'm not sure if Bill, I don't think Bill was here when we held the community meeting over at Timber Point School. Very well attended, very excited about trying to put in a leash-free park. We worked with the county on that immediately following to put in the park at Slifer, and the county wanted absolutely nothing to do with putting a dog park in any of their parks. So that got put on hold, and that was one of the main reasons for the impetus to move forward with the park transfer agreement. So what Farron has done this evening, and I'll let her get into that, is just to be able to go through some of the different options and considerations for the board to consider and talk about and give us direction on what you want to do. We're not making any recommendations. I don't believe you have a there's no recommendations, so just a conversation.
Specifically, I think it was more of a historical review of what's gone on. Rick covered a lot of that, but originally when the dog park idea or issue came to the board back in 2010-11 was because there were some dog attacks at Cornell Park. There was an outcry from the public. It was in the papers. There was a huge concern over having an area for dogs. The board had put aside some money to develop a dog park at Cornell Park, and when it was determined that there wasn't really a prime location or a location within the park that would be suitable and not take away from the recreational activities that the park offered, we expanded our search to other locations around town. As you're familiar, we're limited with the park space and open space that we have, and so there were presented at the community meeting were two sites, one at the east end of Slifer Park with two different options. You'll see that in your packet. And then also the point, the park and ride landscape area along Bixler Road. At that time, we had sent, the board had directed staff to send a letter of support for the project at Slifer Park. And although they didn't turn us down, flat down, it was suggested that it would be a lot easier if we owned the park to make a dog park at one of the county-owned parks. Though that park agreement transfer has kind of been stalled and may not occur. That being said, we did also in February after that brought forth a option to convert an area of the community center property towards the front of the parking lot where the kids club was into a dog park area, which was not well recepted. But tonight I actually showed, or on one of the pages in here, there's another possible location at the community center behind the tennis courts where people are currently using and walking their dogs that may be something to consider. Sure.
Rick, what's the status of Newport Point and the 10 extra acres where they were talking about preliminarily a long time ago at dog park?
The Newport Point project, if you recall, we brought to the board, I want to say September last year, I think it was,
yeah,
when they were going through the development plan application with the county before their project was approved. There was discussion in the board at that time due to the nature and the location of where that dog park would be, having to drive from a public street into a private street, into a private neighborhood with limited parking, that the board felt at the time that it would be better to collect the entire park in lieu fees and be able to utilize those for any purpose, including a dog park, into the future.
There's no plans for that.
That is off the table.
The developer doesn't have any plans for that extra.
Yeah, I think that is off.
That portion of the project is now off the table.
All right.
It can certainly be put back in, because we are in the midst of a pre-annexation agreement. What would happen though, they are required, and I don't know the exact dollar amount, it's about $5,000, it's around $5,000 for part dedication fee for each parcel. The development agreement, as it was written between the county and the developer, was that for each of those 67 homes, that $5,000 would be used specifically in Discovery Bay only. It cannot be used outside. The county can't siphon any of those funds. It was one of the conditions of approval. So that was kind of the trade-off of the dog park, so that we would get that, I don't know what the math is, $400,000 that we might be able to use to acquire additional land, we could maybe buy something in that same corridor, we could build something at that point in time with it, but at least the money would stay in town.
We have 12 lots we could use?
There are 12 lots, and it's completely surrounded by residential neighborhood, but yes, those 12 lots are definitely there.
The other thing that happened with your point, when he first presented to this board, he was going to put a dog park. It had nothing to do with park dedication. That money was coming to us, and he was going to build a dog park. And then when he got through this approvals, he came back and said, no, I never promised a dog park. He reneged on it. So, I mean, we could technically push that.
It's really an undesirable location.
I was just thinking a trail system going into it would be more natural. It would not be a turf. It would not be a turf dog park. It would be a, natural Byron Discovery Bay.
Well, I put up on the screen just real briefly the area right here. What was the area?
Yes.
For some reason, I can't. I'm not getting where.
When you walk in the driveway, Bill.
Can you zoom out?
Tennis courts right on the left side. When you walk, you'd be right behind the tennis courts.
No, this is Slifer.
Oh, I thought you're talking about in.
There's multiple options. I mean, we've looked at a lot of locations, and so I think what we're hoping for tonight is. I guess to get this ball rolling again, if that's the desire of the board, and then if there's specific areas you'd like us to look at in more detail.
I being the past owner of a dog, and hopefully a new owner of a dog soon, I see the east side of Discovery Bay has a lot of dogs, and there's already a lot of places to go. I just wonder, I think the west side, we had to add more dog park space, maybe the west, or the newer side of Discovery Bay. I think that would be more use and more access, maybe.
Yeah.
How big is that, the Slifer Park face, approximately? That you were looking at using for the dog park.
I thought there was a takeoff on that.
The reason I'm asking is that, and I'm could go either way in a dog park. I think dogs are nice. I don't have one, but maybe two. One on one side to keep those residents happy over there, and another one here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Probably should put it here.
What about the garden area? Apparently, is that going to be gardens again, or could that be incorporated as part of the dog park?
It doesn't have any, it doesn't have grass or turf, so it would be dirt. Or weeds, it would cost a lot more money to develop as a park. But yes, that space is open. It's not actively being gardened.
And we can't get the wetlands at all, any of that fenced area. Wow.
Well, I don't actually know behind Slifer Park, but I know like our wetlands area can't be developed, and then that lot that he's got centered there is not our. Are you?
Yeah,
that's Hoffman's section there. And then ours to the right, where you actually see the ponds down. Yeah, we can't develop that. That's ours, but we can't do anything with it.
So these are probably like less than an acre dog park?
Yes, it's right around there. I can't recall, and it wasn't in here, but they weren't huge, and that was one of the concerns that came up during the public meeting, was that we wish it was bigger. How are we gonna throw a chunk of ball across, and how far can they run, and really maximizing the space, because originally people wanted two separate, one small dog area and one large dog area, and with the limited space we have, there's not really a way to do that. This area that Rick's zooming in on is what I was talking about behind the tennis courts. That's an old basketball court that's in disrepair, and a large turf area. It is fenced down below by the water and backs up to three or four residences there, and then is bordered by the tennis courts, which are also fenced. So the amount of fencing there would be very minimal, and it's already has grass and landscape. It would just really need to have like a cleanup. There's some dead trees and limbs that need to be removed, but you could use that area pretty quickly.
What would the access would be on the back of the tennis courts or the front?
The front right, side right of the down. Tennis courts
so
with the
right
walkway.
So they go right through the middle of all the activities?
Well,
down the side,
they'd be on leash.
Yeah.
On leash.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people with dogs in there now. They walk around.
Oh, do they?
Right out the window.
And would we do anything with the basketball court there? We just leave it the way it is.
I wouldn't do anything
with
it now.
Money on just fence
yeah.
it, make it secure, and
or we probably just like fill in dirt where we're having cracking and just leave
but
it there.
The budget option. This would be easy.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
And you know, I just wanted to point out that there's a resident here who came and spoke before, but he's offered his services to help kind of coordinate some fundraising for a project, and I won't speak for him, but he is here tonight, and that's kind of what got this ball moving again, was that if we could do it in a low-cost way and get the public involved with helping out on a project like this, instead of putting it in Cypher Park, but there are other options, and so I guess that's what we're discussing tonight and seeing what the desire of the board is.
Is it my understanding he's also a local firefighter?
Yes.
So, to me, why don't we look at some sources of funding this?
Yeah,
we have $85,000.
Yeah, we don't. We don't have the funding
in
zoning. If we put it at the community center, it would have to be, we'd have to raise funds for it.
So we get a dog club together or something?
Yeah, so, I mean, there were some ideas, and Eric, again, has volunteered, so gracious to volunteer his time to help put that together, but we really didn't want to work on fundraising or putting together an organization that might maintain that if it wasn't the desire of the board to have it there or to look at that option.
Our guys are busy trimming and cutting workplaces, so the more community support that would work a lot better.
I don't think anybody's against the dog park.
Yeah, and you know, PG&E also takes on big projects for town, so you know, and I do have a contact if you don't, that may be something to explore.
That new tractor would probably get our pavement right up.
Yeah. I don't think you can tear it up because
you leave it.
Yeah, leave it. You can bounce a ball on it and let the dog jump up and down and stuff. And actually, we'll file their nails a little more.
That's a great idea.
So, does anybody have any objection to?
I have no objection.
Further for funding.
I'd like to just add that I think that this location, while it is certainly not a bad location, I'm not sure that it would fit into our long-term plans of having a park. So I would, you know, as I see things, it would be nice to have a dedicated off-leash park somewhere in the community.
Well,
I'm not sure this is the location for it, but for an interim spot,
exactly,
I think
expensive.
This could be a good one. It can be done for relatively
low. If it's inexpensive, and it lasts a year or two or three until we move it to someplace else then.
Exactly. Or have two.
Maybe that'll be a BMX track.
Yeah, I would like, if we're going to investigate dog parks, I would like to investigate, even if it's small, one on each side of town, the Cypher area and this area here, and maybe come back with a couple options, and it would lessen the demand in one area.
Is there a preference on location for the west side of town?
If this is
community center on one side, What would the park and ride?
Well, I don't know.
Easy
what you just discussed the Cypher Park where you made that line.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ruled out totally or?
Right. The problem we talked about park and ride. The problem with park and ride, parking is going to be one problem in there. And you're so close. I mean, you're right on the road. You throw a ball out there, you're going to get the dog's going to get killed.
Dead dogs.
Well, you fence it.
Some kids can go off the leash. Not a really. Ball bounces over the fence.
Yeah. Cypher Park just had the largest amount of area that you had to fence, so the costs associated with that are significant. However, Cypher Park is well funded, the zone is well funded, it has room for projects like this. However, I think it would take some push and more communication and follow up from our board and administration to move that through the county.
Well,
Because
we already ran up the flagpole and they said they don't want anything to do with it. So we have to wait until whenever that magic day is that we take it over.
Not real. I mean, I don't know that they necessarily say no if we push the issue. It was just their preference that because we were working on the agreement at that time, which seemed like it was going to go through, that they were just like, well, let's just wait till the end and then you guys can do the whole thing, less headache. Now that that seems stalemated right now, it might be a good time to come back and say, hey, we want to do this project, and because we don't know when that's going to happen.
My preference, and Lou even going to it, if we test the market, if you will, and work with the neighborhood over there and find out what their whether there's enough demand for a dog park there, bring it back to us at some future date.
We could do another.
Along with both of them.
We did a huge community meeting there in 2011 early, and we put it in the paper. We've sent letters to all of the residents on that side. We had a big turnout. We had to use the schools. Gymnasium there. We had a lot of comment cards received back. There was a huge. It seemed like a huge demand. There was a lot of people who attended that and were in support of the dog park. We could definitely do it again, but it
may not need to be done because it's already been proven.
Yeah, it was before I think your time.
Right.
So yeah.
Correct.
But we did start with that.
I think one of the important pieces for me will be access and amount of parking available, and so that not everybody lives on that street, so just to make sure that that's, you know, not going to cause a hazard.
Both of these locations have limitation with being very close to where the off-leash portion of the park would be. The parking lot at Slifer Park is about the same distance from this area at the community center. You'd park in the parking lot at Slifer and you're walking all the way to the back, and so that was discussed as well, but I mean, people would rather have it than not have
it. Against the basketball court, so we're not.
It's behind the basketball court.
Not to lose the basketball court.
No, it's in the area behind the basketball court.
It's a little swale back there.
It's right out this window.
Oh, yeah. The other one, that's good.
Yeah. The other thing about parking, you're taking your dog for a walk.
Yeah.
Why am I putting him in the car?
Yeah.
Walk there. I mean, if you're 5 miles away, sure.
Yeah.
But.
I think local people walk
them. Yeah. Yeah, people take them to Cornell Park right now.
Yeah.
So why don't we do this?
We all know we're in agreement here. So why don't we do that? Why don't we look at sources of funding, do a little more research. I mean, nobody's against it.
Okay.
So let's bring it back. And
so both of those locations are okay to pursue?
Yeah. Preliminary.
Sure.
Look at sources of funding a little bit.
Okay.
Work with the community.
Public comment?
My name is Eric Sheffield. I just wanted to thank you guys for entertaining us and having us tonight. This is it's a big deal, and I'll come clean. That was part of a gorilla dog park that had started over right at Slifer Park, actually. So what was going on was, it was actually kind of cool. The parents would drop their kids off at school and bring the dog with them, and then school starts at 8. I think it's Timber Point Elementary. School starts at 8. At 8:05, there would be 25, 30 people out there, 25, 30 dogs. And they were really careful about taking care of it, picking everything up, making sure the dogs had water. So definitely a need in the area. And I just want to say I'm here to support Farron, and I actually already have some infrastructure in place. So I took this on as a community project for this class that I did. So I have some volunteers, I have some donations for bunch of stuff in, a couple of vet clinics that are on board, and I think this thing could really happen. And my original thought when I was first looking in before I met Farron, just doing Google Earth work, was that vacant lot right across from the community center, which I found out was a Hoffman property, but I was like, God, the thing's been vacant for 25 years, throw a fence up around it, put some sod in there. One of the benefits to having a dog park on the interior is the interior part of Discovery Bay, this area, is having, it brings people from different parts of Discovery Bay into the interior of it. And that's what my first thought was, financially, that little strip mall has been mostly vacant for a long time. About the only reason I have to come in here is pizza. Whatever, you know, to go visit somebody else, right? So, and I think two dog parks could actually work also. I think there's enough demand, especially with all the new construction. I live in Lakeshore, some over on the west side. But I think either one would be great. I really appreciate you guys for taking this on. So, and I'm here preparing for all the legwork and volunteers and all that stuff. So
that's great.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you.
And then tie in the community center to the dog, our dog program. I'm sure how our dog programs can utilize those spaces. Maybe we have some obedience or something in the future, possibly.
It's great, yeah.
How to be good citizens of dogs, I don't know.
Have to take a dog class before you can use a dog park.
Of course.
Get your dog park license.
All right, let's move on.
Thank you, Greg. General Manager's report, National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Permit.
Thank you. I've got two quick items. One is an update. The board is aware that our permit was approved by the State Regional Water Quality Control Board, I believe it was on June the 4th, and there's a 30-day appeal period on that, and so we should 30 days from June 4th to July 4th, which is a Friday. So I'm assuming without any appeals or anybody challenging it, that our permit will be effective July the 7th, which is the first Monday. It would just to be real brief, the city of Stockton went before us. They had about a 3-hour presentation. They probably spent about $300,000 on that presentation with the consultants and the heavy metal they had in the room, trying to defend their position, which was the exact position we were in. They have to build a nitrate denitrification facility as well. And if you remember from Greg's presentation to you back before the meeting, there was an option that was given to the state board, and there was an option was that to hold off on the denitrification project until other things happen in the future and there's better scientists and this and that. Well, that was Stockton's primary argument, and they got shot down. It was almost embarrassing for him. And so when it was our turn to go up, we knew that whatever Stockton ended up with, we were going to end up with as well. So we ended up with basically the same plan they did. Our cost is about $245 million less than what their cost is on that project. So that was why they were spending a lot of money to fight it. And so that went fairly well, although we did end up with an extra $5 million bill in our pocket.
Did Stockton, were they able to get it in their next round?
Exactly the same requirements. That's why we knew going in that whatever Stockton got, and that's why we wanted to make sure Stockton went ahead of us, because if Stockton got the option approved by the board, then we were going to get them and say, we want what they got, and that wasn't to be. The second item is, you may or may not have heard, there's a Delta Weeds meeting on the 8th of July, I believe at 6:30 or 7 next door at the elementary school. When we get closer, I'll get that information to you. We were on KTVU News on Friday. They had a reporting team out here, and they were live at 5 and I think 6 as well here in Discovery Bay. So you go on the KTVU website and find that. If you can't find it, let me know. I'll just email it to you. And that's all I got.
Thank you very much. Legal counsel?
No report. Thank you for having me today.
No report. All right. Committee updates, we have none. Correspondence, we have nothing in particular. Public records request, none. Future agenda items. Marianne?
I have none.
None at this time.
I do have, Chris.
Yep. Yeah, I'll wait for you.
I'm noticing on the weekends that people are starting to park cars for sale at the community center. I just saw it again last week. There was two over in the corner with the sale signs in them. And I think we need to be diligent right now about that, because we know what happened at Safeway. So I'm thinking at this point, we should just get them.
What happened at Safeway?
They had a battle there, right with the gas stations. They had that filled up every Saturday with for sale cars. And one day, BMW tow came in and towed everybody's car out of there. And it wasn't pretty when the people came down to get them. So I'm thinking that we either need it as an agenda item, or you could probably go ahead
we
and
need
we
a
can
post
put
tag parking note.
We can contract with a tow company. They'll put the signs up, and we need to be proactive about it. If you see a car here, call the people, tell them to come together. We're going to tow it. So either an agenda item, or let's just go ahead and do it.
We'll bring it back to the board.
Thank you very much. Chris, you have something?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
In that case, thank you for coming.
See you.